This week, Fidelity Investments, that's the country's biggest mutual fund company, becomes the latest to call for changes in how the New York Stock Exchange operates. Fidelity wants to get rid of the exchange specialists. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what is a New York Stock Exchange specialist?
Well, Alex, we've all seen those guys in the little short blue lab coats waving those odd signals at each other to buy and sell stocks on the floor of the exchange. Most of them are regular traders, but some of them are what the exchange calls specialists. Their job is to make sure that there's a buffer between buy and sell orders. If there's too much of a stock being sold and not enough buyers, then the specialist will buy up the stock until other buyers come along to kind of even things out. If there are too many buyers, then the specialist will sell that stock until there's enough on the market to kind of meet demand. They're supposed to guard basically against wild swings in stock prices.
And this is a system that's been around for how long?
It's actually the last remaining major market in the world that uses specialists. So the system's more than 100 years old. Specialists were created in 1872. Great story, actually, as I heard from B. Mark Smith. He's a former trader and the author of several books about the stock market. The system actually came about by accident.
One particular floor broker on the New York Stock Exchange broke his leg and was on crutches and couldn't move around, and so he just had to stand in one place, and other brokers started to give him orders in the stocks that traded at that one place on the floor. And he began to specialize in handling those orders, hence the origination of the term specialist.
So, Alex, the system is old, and a lot of people think it's antiquated, given how much technology has taken over the rest of the world's markets.
And if they got rid of the specialists, what would that mean? What would happen?
Well, basically, it would mean the end of floor trading. The NYSE would become like the NASDAQ, all electronic trading directly between the buyer and the seller. Nobody on a floor shouting at each other, just computers executing all the trades.
And is that what they're going to do, or what?
Well, proponents actually claim that they should keep the current system because it gets investors the very best price because there's somebody watching for imbalances in stocks. It's a slower process, so theoretically, you're more protected from huge swings. Of course, that is theoretically. But we'll see if those lab coat guys stay with us or not.
Okay, today
in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're going to look at a new report that says Germany is now the world's largest exporter.
Okay, good. Thank you. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.